You might not know this, but the very first international test took place between the United States of America and Canada.
Hi, this is Vinita Bhardwaj, and here's a little treat for Karamasutra's cricket fans who yearn for the nostalgia of a time when the sport was played out over 5 days. Test cricket, as the format is known as, has been described as many poetic things, including a beautiful waiting. There's a lot of cricket going on in the UAE right now, including the first episode of our second season, and that's because the Indian Premier League is being hosted here. In the episode, we talk to American journalist Ron Bagnullo and Emirati surgeon Dr. Huria Kazim, who interestingly enough met at a cricket match in Sharjah 31 years ago. Now, the tribe of test loyalists may be small and they may be quiet, unlike their boisterous T20 counterparts, but they are truly appreciative of the game for its strokes, movement, play, and poetry. Both Ron and Dr. Huria are avid fans of test cricket.
I think the authorities, they deride themselves by thinking that we don't like test cricket. I love test cricket. Maybe it's harder for them to organize. I don't know. Maybe it's... I just love...
I think because we're just lazy, we like to sit around.
I love sitting there for 4 or 5...
You can sit for T20 as well.
No, it's a different game. It's not the same game.
Yeah, they all hit away.
Yeah, they hit away like mad because it's all about making, you know, the most number of runs in the shortest period of time. It's like just bang, bang, bang. No.
Who's this fellow, Gale, the West Indian fellow?
Chris Gale.
But he does really well in 2020, but anytime I ever see him on a test...
He's crap.
He's bored or something. Yeah. I don't know. Whereas there's a real... There are moments in test cricket where... It's just the bowler and the batsman. There's six balls, and you feel it. The whole stadium feels it, that every single ball on this over is going to make or break the game. And it's not about the fielders. It's not about the set of the – it's about that bowler and that batsman. And you feel it. You feel the concentration of the batsman and the bowler. They're trying to beat each other, you know. And it's a fantastic, fantastic concentration, fantastic power of the mind. You know, it's not just the skill, it's your
brain.
And
also the cricket commentary on the radio just so, it's beyond,
Henry
you know.
Henry Blofeld.
Yes, Henry Blofeld would be on.
David Gower.
But so everybody would have the TV on, but we'd have the TV on silent and you'd have the radio.
Yeah, because
the commentary on the radio. Or I remember when we lived in London, I'd be doing the gardening with the radio out there listening. And every time somebody...
Because you can go hours without nothing.
Was out or something.
And then suddenly,
he'd run inside so he could see the replay of what actually
Something's happened.
Yeah. Okay, run inside and then go back out again. Continue gardening.
It's Gower saying, oh, it's a bright gray day.
And
two pigeons just flew over. And there's
hysterical.
A double-decker bus. Double-decker bus has just gone by.
I mean, it really takes
that.
A lot of talent to be.
To be so verbose when nothing's going on.
Exactly. 4 days of that.
Yeah. It just, you can concentrate on something completely different. It's like cooking. You know, cooking for me is a way from thinking. It's a form of entertainment. Everything else just leaves my mind. And I'm just concentrating on that ingredient and the time and that and the smell and this. And cricket is like that. It's just, and your mates are there and you're talking and you laugh. You're hardly even looking at the match. You know, everybody's just talking. And, you know, hey, what's going on?
You can find the episode with Ron Bagnullo and Dr. Huria Kazim in your podcast players, so do check it out. Karamasutra is part of the Ameya Media Podcast Network. You can listen to all of our episodes for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Angami, and Deezer. We'll be back on the 18th of November with a new episode. In the meantime, do leave us a review, or tell a friend, or do both. It really helps us with our discoverability.